You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Daniela Lazarová. Coming up in today's program, a closer look at the world of spiders. How many are at home in the Czech Republic and why are their numbers dwindling? That will be followed by a fresh edition of Mailbox with Pavla Horáková, and we'll wind up with a Czech lesson since, after a short summer break, our crash course is back on Radio Prague. All that coming up, so please stay with us as we now zero in on some of the smallest and creepiest inhabitants of the Czech Republic. Here is Ruth Frankova with Czech Life.
According to a recent study, some 3% of the Czech Republic's spider species have died out and about 50% are threatened with extinction. What are the reasons behind the spider's disappearance? And is it true that there are poisonous spiders migrating to the country from the south of Europe? These are just some of the questions I put to biologist Milan Rezáč of the Crop Research Institute, who is one of the authors of the study, but I first wanted to know just how threatened spiders in the Czech Republic are.
So currently we know about 27 species which probably extincted in the Czech Republic, and there are other 92 species that are close to extinction. It means that they will probably extinct in the near future. So I would consider this situation to be serious, but of course it depends on the view. Somebody cares more about, I don't know, historical monuments. People are horrified when they see the videos from Islamic State, how they destroyed the archaeological sites. But these historical monuments are like 2,000 years old, but every single spider species is several millions years old. So from my point of view, this is really sad that we are losing this variation in species, and I really consider it a serious problem.
How long have you been actually monitoring the situation?
So first data about spider fauna from the Czech Republic. Originally it wasn't Czech Republic, but we have data which are more than 200 years old. But of course the research of this area is more and more detailed. So we have like detailed information about our spider fauna from, let's say, four last decades.
And this extinction of spiders, how long has this been going on? Is it a question of the recent years?
I would think that the majority of species that are nowadays considered extinct, they disappeared mainly in last 50 years. It's probably related to the change of farming in the Czech Republic. It started with collectivization of Czech farms, and in the time there was tendency to make fields larger and to eliminate the habitats surrounding the fields that were actually harboring the majority of species. But it's kind of accelerating in the last years, and we can really see how the species disappear in our landscape.
What about recent years? Are there any other sort of major threats to spider population apart from the ways of farming that you have already mentioned?
So there are some, let's say, more cryptic reasons why the species disappear. For example, overuse of some agrochemicals like pesticides and fertilizers that make some species extinct. But really the main cause of losing the diversity is changing of habitat structure in our landscape. Let me compare our nature with the garden. When you don't manage your garden, many species will disappear, and actually the same happens in nature. But the gardeners in our Central European nature were big animals, mainly herbivores, which were disturbing the soil, and they were grazing the grass, and they allowed the species which were kind of weak in competition to sustain there. Originally, these big mammals were wild, but later humans replaced them with domesticated animals, and these domesticated animals made the same job. But nowadays, this kind of management is not interesting for human populations anymore, and it causes overwhelming overgrowth of the landscape by woody plants and aggressive tall grasses that really push away many species which are not so strong in competition.
As you said, people will probably notice if a historical monument is destroyed, they wouldn't notice a few spider species going extinct. Is there actually any consequence of these spider species being extinct?
The consequences are mainly cryptic, but every species has relationships with other species which are around. So when one species extincts, it influences the others. So, for example, the parasites that are specialized on this species extinct as well. The predators are harmed because they lose their prey. On the other side, the prey which is eaten by spiders can be enhanced. Their populations can grow, and this is exactly the case which should be of interest to humans, because the main food of spiders are insects, and many of insects are actually pests. So when the spiders are disappearing, there are outbreaks of pests, and it was like scientifically proven that when we have community of spiders rich in species, they are more able to regulate the pests of crops than when we have just few species.
And this extinction that you have noticed in the Czech Republic, does it only concern our country, or does it also concern other Central European countries?
This is a very serious problem in our country, but it's actually a global problem of Europe. But there are some differences. For example, in Western European countries, there is more advanced nature conservation, so they know more about biology of particular species, and they already do something to protect particular species. On the other side, there are some countries of Europe where there is different socio-economical situation, and the traditional farming is still present there, for example, Southern European countries. So species that are already extinct in the Czech Republic can have some populations in other parts of Europe.
Are Czechs actually doing something to reverse this trend? Are there any initiatives that are trying to protect specifically spider species?
Unfortunately, we are at the very beginning, but you can already see some activities. There are several spider species which were suggested to be protected by law. There are some nature reserves that were established just to protect some endangered spiders. One of those is actually in Prague. It's small wetland in Klanovický Les in the eastern part of Prague. And there are some organizations that aim to introduce the traditional ways of farming to the landscape again. So the goal is to manage the landscape as a garden, to cut the grass, keep the habitat open, harvest the biomass, and eliminate the overuse of fertilizers. Actually, it's interesting that the result is usually something which humans would consider beautiful nature. So spiders actually like what we consider beautiful. The problem is that people, at least in last decades, they lost the ability to see the beauty around their houses. They prefer to pay expensive holidays abroad, and they don't care much about what's going on behind their houses.
How many spider species can actually be found on the territory of the Czech Republic?
We know about almost 900 species in the Czech Republic, which is a pretty high number. All over the world, we know about 50,000 species, but there are probably much more than that, because some areas are not very well researched, like the tropical rainforest regions. But the Czech Republic is one of the best known concerning the spider species.
How come?
It's a historical coincidence. We had like guys who were very active in studying spider species in the Czech Republic. So I would say that the best knowledge about the distribution of spiders is in Britain, and we are like, let's say, second country with the best knowledge of spiders.
Are there any locations that are particularly rich in spider populations?
Spiders like regions that are like variable in habitats. So landscapes with strong relief are suitable for them. So in the central Bohemia, it would be Křivoklátsko region. In northern Bohemia, it would be Krkonoše mountains. And in south Moravia, it would be Palava. South Moravia is really rich in species because they have many like thermophilic species that live mainly in Balkan Peninsula, but their border of distribution reaches up to south Moravia. Interestingly, even Prague is very rich in spider species. In Prague, we have 500 species, which is a lot.
Obviously, spiders don't have a very good reputation among the population. People don't like spiders very much. Many of them are actually terrified of spiders. And when I was a kid, I was always told that there was no reason to be afraid of spiders because they don't bite. Does that still hold true for the Czech Republic? Because I've heard in recent years that there are actually spiders moving from southern Europe to our region, spiders that could be actually poisonous. Is that right?
No, spiders are still safe. To be honest, almost all of the spiders living in the Czech Republic possess a venom gland, but venom which is inside it is adapted to kill or paralyze prey of spiders, which are usually insects, and they are not harmful for mammals, especially big mammals like us. There is just small number of species that can really bite you, and those usually don't cause any serious consequences. I would compare it with stings from wasps of bees. There are some species that can cause some trouble, for example, velvet spiders, which are very rare animals living in rocky steppes, in slopes of rivers. I had bad experience with them several times. I was bitten because I studied these guys, and it caused me like very fast heart beating, and my face became kind of violet. But I have to say that it was just for 1 hour, and then it stopped. Another case would be the only spider which is living in water. Its name is Argyroneta aquatica. This guy is also large and it can bite you, but you would have to be really lucky to see it, because nowadays the waters are very polluted in the Czech Republic, so there are only few lakes which have clean water enough to harbor this rare species. So it's very difficult even for archaeologists to find them.
Still, this migration of spider species from elsewhere in Europe, does that actually occur?
There are some cases of recent migrations to our region, and it's interesting that all these spiders have something in common. They like a warmer environment, so it seems that it's really related to global warming. And yeah, some of them are large, and some of them can bite you. There is one species which is called Hieracanthium punctorium. In Czech, it's Zápřednice jedovatá. It means poisonous or venomous spider. This spider can bite you, and it can cause something like bee sting. So there is no reason to be afraid of spiders in the Czech Republic.
You have recently published a book about spiders, an atlas of spiders, along with your colleagues. Can you tell me more about it?
So recently we published an atlas of Czech spiders, and it covers all the species living in the Czech Republic. It's almost 900 species, and I think none of the European countries has such a comprehensive atlas. So it can give you good imagination how diverse the spiders are. I hope it will show the spiders to the wider public. I would be really happy if, I don't know, like some small boy or girl would buy the atlas and would become like fan of spiders. This is the main aim why we published that book.
Milan Rezac was Ruth Franková's guest on Czech Life. If you'd like to contact us here at Radio Prague and share your thoughts on anything you heard in the show, please write to english@radio.cz. And if you already have, then don't miss our monthly mailbox show with Pavla Horáková coming up this very minute.
Hello and welcome to Mailbox Radio Prague's monthly listeners' feedback program. Thank you for all your messages, comments and reception reports, as well as quiz answers, to which we'll get later on in the program. Let's hear some listeners' response to our recent broadcasts. Dr. Jacob Labens from the United States listened to the Terezín Ghetto, A Perspective from the 1960s by David Vaughan. He writes,
I just listened with deep interest to your rebroadcast of a Radio Prague programme from 1967 about the history of Terezín. My name is Jacob Labens and I am an historian at Washington University in St. Louis. I'm currently writing a book about the history of Jews in the communist Czech lands. Among my many interests is Holocaust commemoration and its political uses.
Joanny Schirm, the author of the book Adventurers Against Their Will, a story of several displaced persons, friends of her Czech father from World War II, responds to the same programme.
Dear David, I just listened to your excellent piece about the radio documentary from the 1960s about Terezín and the Jewish cemetery. I particularly enjoyed the comments of the students you assembled. Very well done.
On a completely different topic, Valentin Valov from Bulgaria sent us this comment.
I've noticed that you extensively cover news from the Czech Republic and Prague in particular. I thought you might find this online study on the best and worst stag do destinations in Europe very intriguing. More than 300 online reviews by British tourists have been collected and analyzed in this massive 4,000-word piece. Prague has been ranked first, according to this online research.
Now, as all Radio Prague's reports stay on the internet, sometimes people from around the world stumble upon a story several years after it was first broadcast and send us their comments. This particular story goes as far back as October 2002 when our listener Marisa Churchward from Canada inquired about a late 1960s record by the Czech duo called Petr and Pavel, featuring their song Láska and Wenceslas Square, released in England after the two emigrated from Czechoslovakia following the Soviet occupation of the country. The first response came almost 5 years later, in January 2007, from Josef Svoboda from the Czech Republic, who was trying to track the songs down. Then in April 2008, Mark Valentine from the UK got back to us, saying he owned the record and would be willing to try and find out more about the mysterious duo. Finally, in March 2013, Neil Critchley sent us a couple of YouTube links so we could finally listen to the songs, and shortly afterwards, Alan Blakely shed more light on the issue, telling us the song Láska was written by Ken Howard and Alan Blakely and released before Christmas 1968. But he didn't know what had become of the two men either. Most recently, we were approached by Françoise Vodrashka from France. This is the English translation of her email.
You mentioned that you were looking for information about two singers from 1968 who released a record in England called Láska. Their names are Petr Seifert and Pavel Kováč, and they were military deserters from Pardubice. If you need more information, you will find it in the British newspaper archive based in London in the Daily Express from 1968.
So there's another piece of the puzzle, and we'll be looking forward to more of those in the future. Now on to our monthly quiz. This answer was sent by Jaroslav Jędrzejczak from Poland.
Ladislav Vácha is the name of the Czech gymnast and Olympic champion who received 5 Olympic medals. He was born on March 21, 1899 in Brno and died on June 28, 1943. He competed at the 1924 Summer Olympics in Paris, where he received a bronze medal in rope climbing and rings. He also competed at the 1928 Summer Olympics in Amsterdam, where he received a gold medal in parallel bars and silver medals in rings and team combined exercises.
Deblina Biswas from India wrote,
apart from his success in the sporting arena, he was a true nationalist. He joined the anti-Nazi movement and was imprisoned by the Nazis. He was subsequently released from jail. He died on June 28th of 1943.
Hans Werner Lollicke from Denmark sent us this answer.
He worked for the famous Batia shoe factory. He was arrested by the Gestapo for his resistance activities against the German occupation and died in 1943 due to the Nazi treatment.
Siva Shanmugam from the Indian state of Tamil Nadu wrote,
the hero and important personality of this month's competition is Ladislav Vácha. He was born in Brno in 1899 and was a gymnast, falcon, sports movement and Olympian who won 5 medals. In 1924, he won 2 bronze medals in Paris, and 4 years later in Amsterdam, he won 2 silver and 1 gold medal. He was arrested by the Gestapo for his anti-Nazi resistance in 1943 and tortured at Spielbeck Castle before his release. Ladislav Vácha died in 1943 in Zlín. In memory of this late hero, a street has been named after him.
And Jayanta Chakrabarti, also from India, wrote,
he was bold, fearless and outspoken. Being a true Czech patriot, He vehemently opposed the Nazi occupation of his beloved country. He was arrested by the Gestapo for his anti-Nazi resistance and was interned and cruelly tortured in the Kolonitz dormitories in Brno. He succumbed to a lethal injection and died at the young age of 44, thus cutting short a promising career in rings, which has no parallel in the game of gymnastics.
Thank you very much for your answers. And this time our prize goes to Juan Carlos Gil Monguillo from Spain. Congratulations, and here's a new question for the coming weeks. This time we would like to know the name of the Austrian physician, thinker and politician born in 1804 in the East Bohemian city of Hradec Králové. He died in 1878 in Vienna. Please send us your answers by September the 2nd to english@radio.cz along with your questions, comments and reception reports. You are also very welcome to leave your comments on our Facebook page. Until next time, thanks for listening and take care.
Pavla Horáková with that edition of Mailbox. And now I have good news for those of you who missed our bi-weekly Czech language lessons and asked to have them brought back. Well, here they are. Starting this week, Soundcheck is back and your first lesson is with Ruth Franková.
And welcome to a fresh edition of Soundcheck, in which you can learn interesting Czech idioms with the help of song lyrics. Today's song is by the Czech singer-songwriter Karel Blíhal, and it is called Kde jsou, or Where Are They? The phrase to listen out for is Tiše jako pěna.
Sedíš tu tiše jako pěna. Žijem svůj život, no jak se říká, roztraceno. Kde jsou, kde pak jsou.
The phrase tiše jako pěna literally means as quiet as foam. Its closest English equivalent would probably be as quiet as a mouse, tichý jako myška, which is also used in Czech. The singer is addressing his partner, saying that while she's sitting quietly in the corner, their lives are fading out, or, as he says, žijem svůj život dostracena. Now listen out for the phrase.
Sedíš tu tiše jako pěna. Žijem svůj život, no jak se říká, roztraceno. Kde jsou, kde pak jsou naše velkolepí plány?
The singer then continues by asking himself, kde jsou naše velkolepí plány, or where have our big plans gone, and answers his question by saying, na hřbitově zakopány, they are buried at the cemetery, in other words, they are gone. Now listen to all the phrases once again.
Kde jsou, kde pak jsou naše velkolepí plány?
Kde jsou, kde pak jsou na hřbitově zakopány?
Sedíš tu tiše jako pěna.
Žijem svůj život, no jak se říká, roztraceno.
Kde jsou, kde pak jsou naše velkolepí plány?
Czech language has of course other nice ways of saying that someone is quiet. One of them is ani nemuknout, or neříct ani muk. The rather unusual verb nemuknout is derived from the interjection muk and is only used in this particular phrase. You could hear it, for instance, at school, where a teacher would tell the kids, už ani muk, I don't want to hear a single word. Another similar phrase is ani nedutat. Again, the verb nedutat is used only in this particular phrase. And I'm afraid that's all we have time for in today's edition of Soundcheck. I hope you haven't been quiet as foams and practiced today's idioms along with the singer Karel Blíhal. Thank you for listening, and until next time, naschledanou.
And I'm afraid that edition of Soundcheck has brought us to the end of today's program from Prague. You'll find us online at radio.cz. Should you like to contact us, then please write to english@radio.cz. We'll be glad to hear from you. This is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for joining us and take care.